You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. We're now joined by Don Dame. He's at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Let's start in the Atlantic Ocean. I've been mentioning, mostly because you all tell me this, that it's hurricane season and we're really in the midst of it, and there are a whole bunch of things that are happening. Can you tell me about the weather and the impact that this might have over time this fall?
Well, I think there could be some pretty significant impacts coming in the next 4 to 6 weeks, and this is going to be in the areas of the United States that you would expect: the Gulf Coast, Texas to Florida, and then the whole eastern seaboard and mid-Atlantic as well. We have a very warm Atlantic basin, water temperatures in the Atlantic basin and also the Gulf of Mexico. Water temperatures are warm, and the upper level wind patterns are really favorable for hurricane and tropical storm formation. We're going to see this week in Florida and along the North Carolina coast with a couple of tropical depressions that may reach weak hurricane status. And then long range charts are projecting one wave after another coming off Africa, moving west across the southern Atlantic. And so this is going to impact the southeast and east coast of the United States. Whether or not we end up with a major hurricane, don't know that yet, but certainly it's going to be gathering a lot of news headlines in the coming weeks.
So something to keep an eye on. Now, tell me about the forecast for the Midwest over the next week.
Okay, over the next week, we're going to be looking at a weather pattern that's going to be not unlike what we saw during most of the month of August, which means about every 3 or 4 days, something coming through producing some scattered showers and thunderstorms. But I think one thing that we'll definitely be noticing is some late summer heat, Todd. Temperature readings all across the middle and eastern half of the United States as we get into the first 10 days of September could be quite warm. The first week, we could be looking at above normal temperatures. Now, there will be some rainfall with those showers and thunderstorms coming on through, but I think we're going to notice the heat the most.
All right. Anything else we ought to discuss around the world?
Well, around the world, we're seeing a typical late August, early September pattern developing, which means an increase in this tropical activity. But if you go to the key growing areas of China, portions of Europe, there's really nothing sticking out as major factors at the moment.
We'll check in with you again next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do visit our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. Don't forget that you can get most of our programming as podcast either through iTunes or the Google Play Store. It doesn't matter which one. You can also check us out online at willag.org, willag.org, and just listen there. However you listen, we appreciate that you do. Do take time to drop us a note if you'd like. The phone number is 217-333-9697, or you can email me directly at tgleason@illinois.edu. That's T-G-L-E-A-S-O-N at Illinois, spelled out, .edu. The EDU stands for education. The Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois.